It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you part of the program. If you're watching, you're listening, you're emailing, you're tweeting, joining us on Twitter, dialing us up. You can watch us on YouTube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. And, of course, we're on 360 radio stations around the world and part of the vaunted Fox Sports Radio lineup. Carson Palmer, former USC quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner. I don't know if he's calling to get his Heisman back. We have it in the man cave. Carson will join us coming up a little later on. The talented and popular Peter Schrager, the NFL Network, Fox Sports, on his mock draft. It's still coming down to Tua Tagovailoa and how that's going to change the draft. But you're starting to hear rumblings now. And granted, I usually wait until around Wednesday, even Thursday morning, where I start to believe what I'm hearing. You're starting to hear now that maybe some people, some teams are interested in going up to number two and getting the Redskins pick. All right. I don't know if you have to go up to two. Why not go up to, can you go to three or four? I wouldn't be trading up. I don't need to trade up unless I can get Joe Burrow. I'm the Dolphins and I want to get Joe Burrow. And even then, if I'm the Dolphins, I don't want to trade four first round picks for Joe Burrow. But if you're going to trade up, you're not trading up to get Chase Young. You're trading up. You trade up to get a quarterback. And if somebody's willing to go up to two, that means they're nervous that somebody might be going to three. But if I'm the Chargers, I get the feeling they just want to see who falls into their lap. If we get Tua, great. We get Justin Herbert, great. I would be really interested in getting Tua if I'm the Chargers, because now I got somebody that it feels like the ceiling's a little higher. There's a little more electricity with Tua. And Herbert, if you're on the West Coast, Pac-12, you've seen Justin Herbert. Tua's somebody different here. I know that you have to take a risk. The risk and the reward there, the Chargers might look at this and say, why don't we go get him? Now, if the Dolphins are going to take him at five, are the Chargers moving up because they want to get him at two or three or wherever it's going to be? Wouldn't it be appropriate if he went to see what I did with that, Todd? Todd, wake up.
That was nicely done.
Thank you, Todd.
It takes me an extra second to click the unmute mute button with the current setup. So if I don't respond right away, that's because I need that second to click the button.
All right.
Because then you'll hear me breathing and making all kinds of sounds if I leave it on.
Go back on the mute button. Thank you, Todd. Welcome to the program, by the way. Already in full bloom here. You can get in touch with us, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. We've heard from Tom Brady's legal team. I'll have that for you coming up. We did. I told you it was a pre-lawsuit, pre-cease and desist sale that's going on with the Tampa Bay T-shirts. I wasn't joking, folks. I'll have the legal wranglings. And McLevin was... You were almost a lawyer?
Paralegal. Right.
That's close enough, right?
Right. And I've heard of this law firm. Have you ever seen the movie The Firm with Tom Cruise?
Uh-oh. Easy.
Yeah.
They're powerful. I get that.
They're very powerful.
Okay.
Maybe a little evil. I don't know.
Okay. So I match your wits against them in the courtroom.
Well, as a paralegal, you know how to file and things like that.
Oh, so you couldn't argue a case.
No, but I can put the files away after the case.
All right. We're trying to reach an entertainment lawyer, trademark lawyer, who can help us, guide us through this. And Paulie has been working on that this morning. We're trying to find a lawyer who can help us understand to navigate the legal waters. Now, I'm suggesting LegalZoom could help us. I don't know if they have somebody who's up this early in Los Angeles who could help us. Yeah, Paul.
I've called a number of high-level, high-profile lawyers who have not returned our calls. Okay. I mean, the names of the lawyers I've called who have not returned our calls, luminaries.
Yeah, shouldn't be surprised. Yes, McLevin.
Are we thinking maybe this will go up to the Supreme Court? Because Tampa Bay is really a defining thing. I mean, is what's the guy who does
Larry
all
Flint.
The appeals?
He's like Larry Flint.
With Hustler?
Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz.
Oh, Alan Dershowitz.
Has he been contacted?
I don't know. You know what? We called people who were on the TV show L.A. Law. You know, Corbin Bernstein. That's I said to Paulie. I said, you know, how about, who is it, Harry?
Harry Hamlin.
Harry Hamlin. See if he'll do it. I mean, if we can't get a real lawyer, let's get somebody who played a lawyer on TV.
You know, Bob Odenkirk's a fun guy. Better Call Saul.
Yes.
He'll do anything to get it done.
That seems like our kind of lawyer, too, doesn't it?
Well, I got a number for Odenkirk.
Okay. All right. Let me get to the other details there. And then next segment, I'll tell you what we've been told to do with the Tampa Bay T-shirt. The NFL had a practice run through yesterday for the mock draft. God, this could be great. If they have technical glitches, you know, where you have, and look, we all, you know, face these same situations here that, you know, somebody in the house is on the internet. Fritzy goes through this every day.
Every day.
Yeah. You got kids walking by. There's going to be pets there. Can you imagine somebody's, you know, on their Zoom or their teleconference call and then they're yelling at their kids to, you know, get off the internet there. You got a dog or a cat that, you know, it's in the background, the dogs bark. And, you know, the things that we go through when we have guests on the program. But a technical glitch was there, first pick by the Bengals. And it wasn't the Bengals' fault, by the way. But still, internet bandwidth. We make it sound like, you know, these guys got something special that we don't have. We do this every day. We need to have internet connection. We can barely connect sometimes with McLevin or Fritzy here. Now, it could either be the worst draft or the best draft ever. And I'm leaning towards the best draft because those ratings for the Jordan documentary, the Bulls documentary, were through the roof. People are looking, you know, you got a captive audience here. But it could be a train wreck. It could be an entertaining train wreck here. Or maybe, you know, the glitches will be small, barely noticeable. But either way, it's live TV and just how they're able to navigate here I think is going to be really interesting. You know, there's security concerns. Could somebody hack in? Could somebody be listening to what you're talking about? I think the person who's going to be sending in the draft pick, you know, does that person get up and go outside because the internet connection is better? I mean, there's a lot of possibilities here. These are unprecedented times, but one thing they probably don't have to worry about is ratings. NFL draft, none of us are going to tune out. I think it's going to, certainly that first round, going to be a whole lot of fun there. All right, McLevin, what kind of poll questions do you have?
Would you be disappointed if there was no technical glitch during the draft as a fan? Not as a broadcaster, but as a fan, do you want to see something go wrong?
Am I rooting for a technical glitch or two? Yes, I am. I'd like to. I don't want it to impair somebody's ability to make a selection, but just, you know, where you have somebody talking, you can't hear them, or, you know, you hear every third word. Yeah, probably. I'd like to have a little bit of that. Yeah, Paulie.
I have the feeling it's going to be something subtle. Like Commissioner Goodell is going to be on there giving the picks, and on his desk, there's going to be something in the background, and some internet person will zoom in and find out it's some type of rash cream that's in the background behind all his paperwork. And next thing you know, that's the lead story of round one. Mm. You know, they're going to find something in the background, or a bathroom door is going to get left open. You know how that's going
to
happen.
Somebody wears their microphone to the bathroom. But I don't think that – I think you're going to have somebody who's going to troubleshoot the commissioner's set, what it looks like, and then they're going to go through that. Now, the draft picks might have something in there. Maybe there's a subtle plug for a sponsor, because they've already been told what they can wear and not wear and drink and not drink. But what could go wrong here? Maybe everything. By the way – this program brought to you by LegalZoom. They've made it easier to set up the right estate plan without leaving your home. Take care of your family today. The right estate plan at LegalZoom.com. McLovin, what are some of the other poll questions you have?
Okay. If you're the Washington Redskins and you don't think you're one player away, would you take offers to move away from number two? Would you trade down?
Well, what am I going to get offered for that number two pick? Because, you know, we see what the treasure trove has been. You know, when the Eagles went up to get Carson Wentz, the Rams went up to get Jared Goff. When you're going up to get a guy, you better be ready to dispense two or three first-round picks at some point. And if I'm Washington, unless you look at Chase Young and say, we'd be crazy to pass up on him. And it feels like that's what their thinking is. Is somebody going to blow you away with an offer to move up to number two to take Tua Tagovailoa? Are you giving the impression, which is what how I read this, hey, we're getting some action here. Got some, because I kept saying, is anybody interested in Chase Young other than Washington? And can you get him if he falls a little bit? Is somebody else going to scoop him up? You know, because that's another thing. Can we get our guy and, you know, still go down a little bit here? And I don't think you can. Because if I'm Detroit or I'm the Giants and Chase Young falls into my lap, I'm going, I'm going to take him. I don't have any doubts about that guy. But we had Daniel Jeremiah on, and he's a former NFL scout. Now he works for the NFL Network. And I said, would you rather have that edge rusher? Or do you want to have, you know, isn't that the second most position on, important position on the field? And he goes, no, I would like to have somebody in the middle of the defensive line. They're more of a disruptor. You can get to the quarterback quicker, or with your arms up, you can impact that quarterback more than an edge rusher can. And I went, okay. So is Chase Young that valuable? Like, if you're building your defense, Jeff Okuda might be the next Darrell Revis. He could be a Hall of Famer. Chase Young, a Hall of Famer. You have a Hall of Famer in the interior line. Are you taking him over those two guys? And right now, I don't see anybody doing that. But if that's the case, you know, it's like Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald is so valuable because it's up the middle, disrupting the quarterback. Now you make that quarterback move. You get your arms up. Now you can affect that pass that's coming out in 2.3 seconds. The edge rusher might not get there in time. So those were things I was wondering about with this draft, with these defensive players. If you're building a draft, I thought it was the edge rusher. And then, you know, the edge rusher makes that defensive back even better. But if I'm listening to Daniel Jeremiah, which I often do, he's saying it's the guy in the middle of the line that makes, you know, more plays than any other defensive player. All right. What other poll questions do you have?
I have the same question for you with number three and number four. Uh-huh. If you're the Lions or the Giants and you get an offer, are you more willing? You describe Okuda and you describe these guys, but it doesn't sound like the Lions or Giants are that desperate to get a guy at three or four.
Well, you know, if Dave Gettleman, is he going to trade that pick? Is he trading down? I don't think he does that very often. The Lions have to win now because it feels like Matt Patricia is on the clock that if they don't win this next year, I mean, you're looking at a couple of changes that could happen with the Lions. Matthew Stafford and your head coach. It feels like that. Like, let's try this one more time here. With the Giants, take your time. You've done well with your draft picks. Don't go crazy. If you can trade down and still get what you need, I'd absolutely do that. But with Dave Gettleman, that's old school. I don't know if, you know, he's dangling it out there and saying, hey, come get the fourth pick overall. If I'm the Lions, I do it. I do that. Yeah, McLovin.
If you're the Giants and you think Justin Herbert's a better quarterback than Daniel Jones,
no.
Would you think about quarterback?
They're not. They're not doing that. This is the new head coach doing what happened in New England. The Patriots will bring in people that they have no – they're not interested in drafting. The Giants got Daniel Jones, and Daniel Jones is probably looked at as a better prospect than Justin Herbert. Or at least it's – you know, maybe it's split. But they're not interested in Justin Herbert. The Patriots would always do this, and, you know, a scout told me that the reason why Belichick would bring in guys, and you go, hey, I hear Belichick brought in, and then you go, oh, okay. It's just he wants to have information on you now. So when you hit free agency or I can trade for you, they've done their due diligence. That's really what this is, in my opinion, with what the Giants, hey, they're doing a deep dive on Justin Herbert. Okay. That's because Joe Judge was there with Bill Belichick, and that's what you do. But you got a good quarterback. You have the potential here for a really good quarterback. Now, could you have gotten him later in the draft, in the first round? Yeah, I think so. But you got him, and he played well. He played well under really tough circumstances. But I don't think they're looking at Justin Herbert going, you know what? Let's use the fourth pick this year after we used a top 10 pick, you know, last year with Daniel Jones. Like, that doesn't make any sense. But, yeah, I can't imagine Justin Herbert is – and the Giants select Justin Herbert. You're not going to hear those words. Yeah, Paul.
The Giants have a weird draft history the past few years. A lot of mixed reports or mixed feelings on taking Saquon Barkley that high.
Yeah.
And they haven't got much – they've got a lot out of him, but not much from him as far as the winning. Then they take Daniel Jones higher than a lot of people thought they should have. And now they could take Tua if they wanted to. He's sitting there. They could take him without having to trade one spot. A guy who 7 months ago was the number one pick in the draft. And they can't take him because they've gone in a different direction.
Yeah. It's because these teams go, well, we got to get our quarterback. Is he the right quarterback for you? If if the Chargers don't really need a quarterback, then don't take one. But if you have that guy there and you think he's your franchise, then go get him. But don't take a quarterback because, well, we got to take a quarterback. Well, we don't have a quarterback. Like, Miami has Ryan Fitzpatrick. Okay, do they need a quarterback? Eventually. Should they take one? That's up to the medicals with Tua. If I'm Miami, I would take Tua. If I'm the Chargers, I take Tua. Because I'm going to roll the dice on somebody who was worth tanking for, who all of these scouts, analysts, GMs, coaches, media, say throws the prettiest ball they've ever seen. He's the next Drew Brees. Now, I don't think that, but if everybody is saying that, I don't hear any – nobody's saying, you know who Justin Herbert reminds me of? He's the next Dan Marino. He's the next John Elway. You don't hear that. I would take – I'm going to take a chance. If I'm the Dolphins and I have, you know, I have draft picks, first-round picks this year and next year, then I take a chance here. And I bring in Tua. But I'm not going to go up to get Justin Herbert, but I would go up to get Tua. I don't want to give too much. Ian Rappaport, here's a tweet, the rap sheet. Early fireworks, ? The Redskins have begun to receive calls from teams interested in trading up to the number two overall selection. Sources say they aren't intent on moving out of that pick. Many believe will be Chase Young, but they are listening. Teams are laying groundwork. Yeah, this might be one of those, let's rattle the cage a little bit here. Let's see if anything falls out of the tree. Hey, any apples fall out of the tree? No. Nobody take the bait on this? The Dolphins didn't talk? Anybody hear from the Dolphins today? No, we haven't yet. Chargers? No, we haven't. All right, we'll take a break here. We got an I-Team report on the Tampa Bay T-shirts. Have that for you coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. McLovin will settle on a poll question here. But we'll take a break. I told you the guest list here coming up a little bit later on. Carson Palmer will join us. What advice has he been giving Joe Burrow? And Peter Schrager, NFL Network, will join us coming up as well. Got a mock draft. 19 after the hour, just getting started here. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Discover is discovering that you need to discover. Discover. Because Discover makes it quick and easy, and best of all, it's free. Now, the reason why I tell you about Discover, they have the Discover credit card. But also what they're doing, you don't even have to be a member. And they'll give you the opportunity to check your FICO credit scores. And that's the score used by 90% of top lenders. So that's free even if you're not a customer. And not going to hurt your credit either. Check each month for changes. The Discover credit scorecard is free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Play of the day, stat of the day, finalize the poll question, all that coming up. Got an iTeam report as well. It's explosive. And we thought that this was going to happen, and it happened late yesterday afternoon, and Seton sent it out, and he was like, hey, serious email here. And I was like, oh, gosh. And then all of a sudden I saw the topic and I went, okay, all right, figured it was going to happen. Time now for the I-Team report.
And now we go to the newsroom for an I-Team investigation.
The motto of our news team is,
we don't break news. We sprain it.
Let's go to the newsroom. Paulie?
Dan, if you recall about, let's see, 4.5 weeks ago, Tom Brady announced, and his people announced, and the Buccaneers announced, that he was going to play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Within moments of that announcement, I made a pithy joke on both Twitter and to you guys that Tampa Bay is going to catch on and go away quickly. Posted that on Twitter and sent it to you guys. And Seton called the guys at the T-shirt department, said, hey, let's make up some fun shirts and make fun of this. And I think we did a Tampa Bay shirt and a, what was the other one, Seton?
The other one was sort of a takeoff of the Tampa logo, but has Tom Brady or a cartoon version
there
of a face.
Yes. Yes. It could
a cartoon version of a face.
It could be, Tom. And then Tampa Brady was another one.
The Tampa Bay shirts caught on and they flew off the shelves. We are down, honestly, to 2 shirts left. I think we printed 1,000.
Are we going to reprint some more? Because don't we have until the end of the month?
That's a good question.
Okay.
Yesterday, we received an email from the law firm of Tom Brady's law firm, whose name I won't give up to protect themselves. They sent a note, and amongst the lines in there, it says, this firm represents quarterback and six-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady in intellectual property matters. It has come to our attention that you are selling T-shirts in violation of Mr. Brady's intellectual property rights. My favorite line, Dan, while we appreciate your enthusiasm for Mr. Brady and his recent move to Tampa Bay, we request that you immediately stop selling all unauthorized merchandise. Okay. The other good line there is
great line in here.
As you know, Mr. Brady recently announced that he would be joining the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mr. Brady's first name is Tom, and he wears the number 12, just in case you didn't know these things.
Yeah. How about we come up with a T-shirt that just says his first name is Tom?
Gold.
Is that okay? Seton, do you think that we could do... His first name is Tom.
Well, I mean, they can't own that, can they?
I don't think so.
There's many people who are going to have kids over the next year. Can they use the name Tom, or is that protected?
His name is Tom. Now, when he wears number 12, then they can connect those two. But look, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't play one on radio or TV either. McLovin is as close as we have, and he was a paralegal. What do you think, McLovin? Could I make a T-shirt that just says, his first name is Tom?
Well, first of all, just let me say, do not take any advice from me here. But yes, I think his first name is Tom will work because there's a lot of Toms. How do you know we're talking about Tom Brady?
I don't know. I don't know how this works. I want to be fair. We have a great relationship with the city of Tampa, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I believe with Tom Brady. But I think they're asking us, they say it's a reasonable request to stop selling the T-shirts by April 27th, 2020. And I think that's fair. You know, I knew that there was the cease and desist or potential lawsuit headed our way here. You know, I'd like to hear from Tom. Do you think Tom knows about this?
Does Tom's law firm or law people or manager send a note every week with an update of what's going on with your businesses, with your...
When his name is used in a story... Does he get an update that says such and such is saying this or this is being reported?
So, for instance, maybe yesterday he got an update. It's Monday. Here's all the stuff that's going on. He saw that a well-listened radio show is selling Tampa Bay shirts. Maybe he got upset and you know what happened yesterday.
I know. He had to get out of the house and he went to the park and then...
Blow some steam after
Do you think that he's there and he's at the kitchen table and he's going, damn it! They're using my likeness. I got to get out of the house, Giselle. And then Giselle says, you can't, Tommy. You can't. You can't go. The parks are closed. I got to go get some fresh air.
These damn Danettes are in my head.
Yes. I've got 50,000 square feet to walk around here at Jeter's mansion, but I need some space. I need some fresh air. And then he got in trouble. They got scolded there. Yes, McLovin.
We all know what happened here. Tom is totally cool with the Danettes. It's Giselle. She's always had a problem with us.
Mm. Really?
She's like, Tom, you cannot let them have this.
Mm. Mm. I don't know if that's true or not, McLovin, but I mean, I'm going to trust your judgment there because that wouldn't be the first person who would have a problem with you, but maybe the most high-profile person. Yes, Paul.
Dan, the I-Team has reached out to a law professor Ooh. Who specializes in this.
Okay. For,
and I went to Tom's old stomping grounds, Boston University.
Ooh.
And at first glance, this law professor said, without getting too deep into this and actually charging us because we're doing
I can't pay anybody.
He says he's not sure that Mr. Brady would have much of a case here because he doesn't have the trademark yet. He's applied for the trademark, but he hasn't yet. He said there's also proof on our social media and our website we put out Tampa Bay first.
Yeah.
If he had put out a Tampa Bay shirt first and then we did it after he did, he'd have more chance to have intellectual property rights on something he created. We created this pithy joke first.
And they can't say intellectual and us, you know, like you can't put those words together, like intellectual property in the Dan Patrick Show.
We have rights, but we're not intellectuals.
We just have property.
How dare you call
us
this?
Yes.
So first glance, he said, he said, we're in the clear for now.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Well, okay. This is what we do. We print some more, and then I think that we have the cease and desist sale.
His first name is Tom.
Yes. And then we start making up his first name is Tom. Yes, Todd.
I like Paul's idea for the back of the shirt. We appreciate your enthusiasm. It has to be the back of that shirt.
Okay.
It's fantastic. You gotta have both.
That's under
everyone likes stuff on the front and back of their shirt.
That's under the minimum kindness
his name
collection.
Is Tom.
His name is Tom.
death, you get your name back.
It's actually Mr. Brady's first name is Tom, and he wears number 12. I've been doing this a long time. I'm aware of both.
Yeah.
Maybe we do a shirt that says, we tried to make a t-shirt, and all we got was this lousy lawsuit.
and then we put the lawsuit on the t-shirt so you can read it along with us.
That's great.
No, we understand. Look, I'm going to slow my roll here a little bit, because McLovin said, you don't want to mess with his law firm. I'm assuming Tom Brady would have a pretty good law firm behind him. I'm just assuming. Didn't think he would have an ambulance chaser here. Hey, I don't do trademark, but I mean, I can try.
Do we cheat him in hell?
That's who we would hire.
Yeah.
Do we cheat him in hell?
The law offices of do we cheat him in hell?
Yes, McLovin.
So I worked at a big, prestigious New York law firm. I'll tell you, when we got a letter from this firm, it's like there was a hush over the room. Like, oh, no, they're on our case.
No, they're just
saying, we're fine.
Yeah, they're just saying, hey, look, this is a reasonable request that you stop doing it by April 27, 2020.
How many sports Emmys has this law firm not won?
They may be getting my sports Emmys, too. We're going to sue you, and we want your sports Emmys as well. Please confirm in writing that you will comply with these reasonable requests by April 27th, 2020. I mean, look, if you're going to get a letter like this, you know, they're very polite. And I think that we should comply. And, you know, we'll be friends.
They appreciate the enthusiasm.
Yes, they do.
That was nice.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if we were enthusiastic other than trying to make a quick buck. I mean,
yeah,
let's be
trying
honest.
To make a cheap buck.
now I'm the one that's been leading the charge with Brady and we're going to the playoffs and maybe the Super Bowl. But I don't know if you guys were as enthusiastic as I was. You're like, hey, we can make money. Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Is it possible we actually have less of a chance to have Tom Brady on this show now? Because if he calls in, do we cease and desist? Should we send a note to the lawyer saying if Tom would call in at 10:25 a.m. Eastern? Appropriate
Well,
time.
Now that he's not allowed to go to the park, can you imagine if Tom's sitting there in the kitchen watching this right now? And he's probably muttering under his breath that talking hairdo. Man, I can't believe that. That jerk.
What are these idiots laughing
at? Yeah. Who are these Danettes, the dumbettes?
Always like Oberman more anyway.
Yes. Giselle, come here. That's the guy. See that guy, McLovin? That's the guy you don't like. That's the guy? Yeah, that's the guy. All right, so I guess we got a plan.
It's danpatrick.com, by the way.
Yeah, if you want to get a Tampa Bay t-shirt.
Bye.
Yes, McLovin.
Can you imagine if somehow this got kicked into the higher courts and eventually Ruth Bader Ginsburg is sitting there and be like, yeah, so then Paulie tweeted Tampa Bay and Ruth Bader Ginsburg's face, like, what is going on here?
All right, get your t-shirts while you can.
I think McLovin's got a point. Maybe we should fight it.
Oh, no. Because you're not fighting it. I'm fighting it. Okay. And I surrender. I surrender here.
You don't want to die on this hill?
No, I don't.
You sure?
Yep. If they say, God, what happened to his career? you know, he left ESPN and he survived that. Yeah. He took on Tom Brady with Tampa Bay t-shirts.
You don't want your legacy to be
no.
Supported a horrendous idea for a bad t-shirt?
Yeah. Tampa Bay. That's what took him down.
When I told my wife, she once again said, that's stupid that you like Tampa Bay. And I go, yeah, but hon, that was the point. We were making that's it so bad that of course nobody's going to make t-shirts. I mean, Todd was the only one. Todd's the one who go, I like it. I like it. And we're all going,
I loved it.
Yeah.
Once Todd said, I like it, I knew it was hokey.
Yeah. It wasn't any good.
There's so many people, too, that contact us that are like, hate to break it to you guys, but that shirt's ugly.
Yes.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Like the old Tampa uniform.
Yeah.
Hate to break it to you, but that's really stupid. Yes, we're aware.
His first name is Tom. I think we start with those t-shirts here.
His name is Robert Paulson.
I can't put he wears number 12, but we appreciate your enthusiasm.
Can you trademark a number? I mean, so that forever, well, like we're going around today.
I don't. You know what, Paulie? I can't go down that road.
You got to go from 11 to 13 if you're just chatting with people.
I can't put his name is Tom and he wears number 12. That would connect the dots.
But we can do his name is Tom.
Bless you. I think, you know, his name is Tom would be pretty good.
I think it's pretty funny.
You know what? We go creamsicle. Creamsicle, his name is Tom.
Just because you happen to like those colors, any other reason.
I spent a little bit of money on our street artist coming in and putting Tom in the creamsicle uniform. I got to get my money back on that. Yeah, Paul.
Unfortunately, they've trademarked creamsicle. We have to go sherbert. We're going sherbert shirts. A lovely orange sherbert tone.
I think we just come up with his name. His first name is Tom.
Fear the Sherbert.
And then, do you want to put? We appreciate your enthusiasm. Like, if we're gonna make a mockery of this, then we might as well go all in on this.
Do you feel bad?
I feel like every order that comes through the apparel shirts like store should get some type of "We appreciate your enthusiasm" sticker. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. It's like you get a gold star when you're in grade school.
Every receipt says we appreciate your enthusiasm.
Dan Patrick Show, we appreciate your enthusiasm. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Oh, gosh. All right. Yeah, look, well, who has to send the letter in writing here? Because this isn't sent to me. I'm washing my hands of this damn thing. What letter? It just says, please confirm in writing that you will comply with these reasonable requests by April 27th, 2020. Now, remember,
we have somebody else who's going to take the fall for that, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Like The Wire, someone who put the gun in their car.
We got a guy out there, our buddy Jeremy in Texas. He's going to take the fall.
Oh, poor Jeremy. Yeah. You know, I hate to bring this up again, but, you know, I have the memory issues. I had that. Remember when I went through that period where I was going through the light chemo and had some health issues, and I don't remember green lighting this. Just saying.
There you go.
Like, I knew that this, you know, lack of memory was going to come in handy one day. I knew it. I got to get a doctor's note that says, no, that dude doesn't have a memory, man. Yes, Todd.
Are you social distancing yourself from this whole lawsuit? Is this what's happening right now?
Okay. All right.
Serviceable.
Yes.
I think we just put no compliancy in court. Just roll the dice.
You pay for it, toddler. Tough guy.
It's easy for me to say.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Very easy.
You want to put up the money and go after this law firm?
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Scratch a couple of nickels together.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. All right, we'll take a break here. We got our play of the day coming up. We'll get to your phone calls. Maybe we got some legal advice that we'll take phone calls. Hey, I'm not a lawyer, but hey, I think you guys should fight this. Yeah, that's not going to happen. By the end of this month, we will wash our hands of the Tampa Bay t-shirts. Yes, Seton.
Just so we're clear, you don't want to start a GoFundMe for our legal fees.
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Let me think. Yes, I'm positive.
Don't make any decisions right now. Just think about it. Yeah. Let it marinate a little bit.
Oh, could you imagine, you know, in these times right now, you know, people are, you know, raising money and getting it to the healthcare workers and all this. And Dan Patrick needs you to help him. Can I get a concert? Could we get a, like, musical guests to raise money for us? our defense fund. Imagine I get a hold of John Legend, I get a hold of Darius Rucker, Brad Paisley. Hey, kid, we're gonna give back here. Oh yeah,
hosted
I'm all
by
in.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I'm all in. I'm all in. What's it for? It's a GoFundMe for me to fight a Tampa Bay T-shirt lawsuit.
Yeah, you know those really ugly shirts?
Yeah. Wait, yeah. People buy those? Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah, but now we're in
They're
trouble.
They're actually suing each other
yes,
over it.
Yes, no, they really. Are. All right, let's take a break. Let's take a break here. Play of the day coming up and your phone calls right after this.
Yep. Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Looks like I got it.
Check this out.
With the first selection in the 2001 NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Michael Vick, quarterback, Virginia Tech.
That's the fastest their offense has moved since they gave the ball to Jamal Anderson in the Super Bowl.
Michael Vick selected first overall by the Falcons, 2001 NFL draft on this day. That was 19 years ago. A little blues traveler. That's your play of the day. Play of the day, that was courtesy of ESPN. Play of the day brought to you by LegalZoom. They make it easy to set up the right estate plan without leaving your home. You can take care of your family today with the right estate plan, LegalZoom.com. Need to make it legal? Make it LegalZoom.com. A couple of email here. This is from Mike in Alpharetta, Georgia. Listening this morning to the show as the letter was read from Brady's attorneys got me thinking about your T-shirt conversation. Instead of his name is Tom, what about intellectual property? Nah, I don't like that. I like his name is Tom on the front, and then if you want to put number 12 on the back, or we appreciate your enthusiasm. Here's another one. It's from Jorge, who says, his name is Tom on the front, his number 12 on the back. Thank you, guys. We already have a mock-up of his name is Tom, I believe.
Yeah, we're workshopping it right now, but it is hot.
Okay. We'll put that up on the website. Now, this is just a T-shirt. This has nothing to do with Tom Brady, right?
No, it's just for anyone out there named Tom.
Named Tom.
Or likes people named Tom.
Okay.
Or enjoys the name saying it.
All right. So the front of the T-shirt says his name is Tom. And then the back has number 12, or we appreciate your enthusiasm.
We're working on it. It'll be done before the end of the show.
Okay.
And on the page.
And people will be able to order these. What colors? Are they going to be like?
Sherbert.
Are they going
to? Like an orange sherbet. More of a sherbet than a creamsicle.
But not a creamsicle.
Legally.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I just want to make sure that we're protected there. Bo in Ohio joins us. Hi, Bo. What do you have for me?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for keeping our spirits up with your show, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, I got an idea. When you guys send that letter back, I double dog dare you to send an extra large T-shirt just for Tommy.
We do have a couple in back. Thank you, Bo. Yeah, we were thinking maybe that Tom would want to wear it because he's going to eventually go into business printing Tampa Bay T-shirts, I'm going to guess. But, you know, maybe he'll say, hey, look, I'm going to make my own. D in Ohio joins us. Hi, D.
Good morning, Dan. I'm not a lawyer, but I've gone to court a lot of times.
Wait, what's that mean?
Well, let's just leave it at I've been in a couple of courtrooms. I know what they look like.
You got a great reaction out of Seton, of all of the Danettes. Seton appreciated that very much. So.
Thank you, Seton.
That's funny, dude.
All right, D, what do you have?
Okay, so I think we're hung up on the word likeness. If there is no likeness of Tom Brady, you're okay. He cannot copyright or trademark the name Tom. So I think you guys are good to go.
But Tampa Bay is a phrase, yeah. Even though we did it first.
He doesn't have a trademark on Tampa. It wasn't made up until you guys came up with it. And he can't copyright his name. It's impossible.
All right. Well, thank you, D. I'm taking advice from a guy who's gone to court, probably facing charges. Hey, I've been in a courtroom before. Yeah, the one that has Tom's cartoon face on it, I get that one. You know, that we need to take that one down. But the Tampa Bay, John in Ohio joins us. Hi, John. What do you have for me?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I'm 5'10", a soft 198 and holding. Hey, I thought that it'd be good if you made a lemonade stand T-shirt. We're all worried about you here in Ohio and willing to contribute to your legal defense fund. Appreciate that.
Thank you, man. John. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Prayers. Send prayers. Give to other people. We don't need a GoFundMe page here. Give it to people who really need it. Coleman in Texas joins us. Say, Coleman.
Hi, 5'2", a burly 95 pounds.
How old are you, Coleman?
I am 12 today.
Awesome. Happy birthday, Coleman.
I just wanted to thank y'all for all you're doing, and I listen to y'all every night. And I got a few questions, and I got a new topic for y'all.
Okay.
I think the most underrated team in NBA history is the 1998-99 Sacramento Kings.
All right, you had a great team, Vlade, you had Weber, you had Peja, Bibby was on that team. Hey, Coleman.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, I'm going to get your address. I'm going to send you a Tampa Bay T-shirt.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy birthday, Coleman. Coleman is 12 years old today in Texas. Yes, Paul.
How can Tom sue us? It's all about the kids.
It is about the kids. That's what I want to let people know. We're doing this for the kids.
You just made that kid's year.
It happens to be the kids of Paulie, Seton, McLovin, and Fritzy. Yeah. We're doing it for their kids. So when we say we're doing this for the kids.
Still for the kids.
It is. It's just for
still accurate.
Our kids. Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, and you've grown a lot. You didn't make that 12-year-old kid
I did
once
not.
During that
I know. I'm so much better. I'm ready to be a grandfather one day, I think. You know, my kids, I might make them cry. No, we're not any close to, no, no.
Your initial reaction was like, come on, Coleman, you're better than that.
Yeah. What are you calling up begging for stuff on your birthday?
The Kings, Coleman.
Oh, birthday, big deal. Yeah, whoa, what am I supposed to do, Coleman? Stop the show?
Homeschool.
Yeah. Yeah. Quarantined. Okay. Yes, Todd.
I was just giving my opinion on the Kings like I'm supposed to do.
Back in my day, we went uphill both ways to get homeschooled.
Yeah. I didn't have a home to get homeschooled. I got away schooled. Shut up. All right, I will. Oh, the Chargers jerseys just came in. We're going to have to talk about that coming up at the top of next hour. Don't have enough time. Why were they releasing them at this time of the morning, California time?
I'm lost in their awesomeness right now, Dan. I just saw them.
Okay, but Paul, I'm trying to figure this out. If you're going to release this, you could have waited till 9 local and then had noon Eastern. But really, you're dealing with your fan base. You know, the people in Los Angeles and maybe San Diego. But I'm just curious why you would release it at, 7 a.m.? Yes, Todd?
They wanted to do it during morning, not drive.
And we almost
quarantined.
I thought we were on a roll.
But it's not morning drive because no one's driving it anywhere. They're quarantined.
Thought we were going right into next hour on a roll.
I was just giving my opinion.
Thank you, Todd. His name is Tom. We appreciate your enthusiasm. We'll have those T-shirts available for you, and you have until the end of the month to order the Tampa Bay T-shirts. If you know a good lawyer.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.